All right, let's jump into this deep dive on Parry v. New Hampshire.
Definitely.
This one's going to be pretty interesting.
It is.
Our listeners are going to be working on narrating this one for LexPlug, so we're going to make sure they have everything they need.
Great.
To put together a really awesome, concise summary.
Yeah.
So this case, Parry v. New Hampshire, it kind of boils down to this question of,
Right.
does the Constitution require judges to
Okay.
look at how reliable eyewitness identification is,
Yeah.
even when the police didn't mean to,
Right.
set up a situation that would make the witness more
Exactly.
likely to identify the wrong person?
It's a really interesting question because, you've got this tension between
Right.
the need for reliable evidence and,
Right.
we want to make sure we're not convicting innocent people.
Of course.
And then you also have this idea of, sometimes things happen that are outside of the police's control.
Exactly. And in this case, we've got a split decision.
We do.
We've got a majority opinion. We have a dissent,
Yeah.
and we even have a concurrence.
That's right. So a lot to unpack.
So before we even get into
But
those three different opinions,
yeah.
can you kind of
Oh,
give
let's.
us a working definition of due process?
Yeah. So, I mean, in simple terms, due process basically means that the government has to follow fair procedures
Okay.
before they can take away someone's life, liberty, or property.
Okay.
So, you can't just be thrown in jail without a
Wrap.
trial. You
Yeah.
have the right to a lawyer. Those kinds of things, those are all part of due process.
Got it.
And in this case, Perry's arguing that the way the police identified him violated his due process rights. So,
I
but the,
understand why.
okay.
Let's rewind back to that night
Okay.
in Nashua, New Hampshire.
All right. So it's 3 a.m.
Oh boy.
Not a good time.
No.
And this guy, Joffrey Ulan,
Okay.
calls the man, says someone's trying to break into cars.
Okay.
Officer Clay shows up, hears a metal bat clang, finds Barry and Perry
Okay.
holding car amplifiers. There's a bat nearby.
Okay.
Neighbor Alex Clavijo confirms, yep, my car got broken into.
So at this point, it seems pretty open and shut.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
There's another witness, Nubia Blandon.
Okay.
She tells the police that she saw a tall African American man
Okay.
from her window. But when they ask her for more details, she points right at Perry,
Oh, wow.
who's standing right there with another officer.
Okay.
And this is what's called a one-person show up.
Okay.
And this is where things get tricky.
So that's basically like when they've already
Yeah.
got a suspect in custody.
Yeah, they're basically saying, is this the guy?
Right, and they're saying, "Is this the guy?"
Right.
to the
No,
witness
right.
who
Who's
might
your
already
guy?
be thinking, "Well, if they've got him, he must be the guy."
You got.
So that's what's considered suggestive.
That's considered a suggestive identification. Yeah.
Okay.
And those are tricky because they increase the risk
Yay.
of a
Of
misidentification.
course, and to make matters worse,
Yeah.
we know that a month later,
Right.
Blandon can't identify Perry in
Yes.
a photo array.
That's right. A photo array or photo lineup.
Right.
They show her a bunch of pictures. She can't pick him out.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
It is, I mean, it raises serious questions about that initial show up.
Right.
Was she really sure
Right.
or was she just influenced by seeing him there?
Exactly.
Yes,
And so
inside.
Perry's lawyer is arguing that that initial show up
Right.
violated his due process rights
Exactly.
and shouldn't be allowed
Right.
as evidence at the
Sorry.
trial,
That's right. That's right.
which takes us to the Supreme Court and those three very different opinions.
Yeah, that's right.
So where should we start?
Let's start with the majority opinion,
Okay.
written by Justice Ginsburg.
Okay.
And the majority really focuses on police conduct. They're saying the due process clause
Okay.
is mainly concerned with preventing the police
Okay.
from creating suggestive situations, not with suggestive situations in general.
So it's not just that it was a suggestive situation,
Yeah.
it's that the police created the suggestive situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're the ones who decided to do this show up instead of a lineup
Oh, yeah.
or a photo array.
Got it.
So if the police aren't intentionally
Oh.
trying to influence the witness's memory,
Yeah.
it's not a due process violation.
Yeah.
That's basically their argument.
Interesting.
And they really emphasize this principle of deterrence.
Okay.
They're saying the due process rule is meant to stop police from using these suggestive methods like
Wow.
show-ups or bad lineups or photo arrays. And in their view, if the police aren't at fault,
Right.
then you've got all these other safeguards at trial. Okay.
You've got cross-examination.
Yeah.
You've got jury instructions.
Okay.
The judge can tell the jury, mm-hmm. hey, be careful about eyewitness identification.
Right, right.
It's not always reliable.
Okay.
So they're saying those existing safeguards
right.
are good enough to take care of any concerns
got it.
About reliability.
So they're basically saying,
yeah.
we trust juries
right.
to be able to figure this out.
To weigh the evidence.
Right.
Consider the circumstances.
That is true.
Decide whether the ID is reliable or not.
That's the majority's view.
That's the majority's view.
But obviously not everyone agreed.
Right.
And that's where we get that fiery dissent.
That's right.
I love a good dissent.
They're always interesting.
Right. Always very interesting because yeah. it's so fascinating
yeah.
how different justices mm-hmm. can look at the same set of facts
right.
and come to such different conclusions.
Totally.
So let's dig into that dissent. Let's do it. So the dissent written by Justice Sotomayor
okay.
really shifts the focus
okay.
away from just what the police did
mm-hmm.
and more towards like, was the ID reliable or not?
Okay.
Like, regardless of what the police did.
Got it.
Was it a good ID?
Right, right.
Or a bad ID?
Because ultimately, it doesn't matter if the police were trying to be shady about it or not.
Right.
If the witness gets up there and says,
exactly.
that's the guy, and points to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Then the whole system's messed up.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
So the dissent's basically saying
okay.
this whole idea of yeah. separating intentional and unintentional
okay.
police conduct,
mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
Yeah,
it's arbitrary.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
In the context of
right.
what we're trying to do with due process.
Right. We want to make sure that right. we're not sending innocent people to jail.
Exactly. And Justice Sotomayor,
yeah.
she brought up some scientific research.
She did.
Didn't she?
She did.
To sort of back up her argument.
Yeah. She cited a ton of research
okay.
showing how easily eyewitness memory
right.
can be messed with.
Influenced by.
Influenced, yeah.
Little things.
Yeah. yeah, little things.
Like even the way an officer.
Yeah, like a nod.
Might phrase a question.
Right.
Or just their body language.
Body language, tone of voice.
Yeah.
It is kind of scary.
Kind of unsettling.
Yeah.
That, you know,
mm-hmm.
we rely so much on this.
Right.
Eyewitness identification.
And yet it can be so easily.
And it's so shaky.
So easily influenced.
So Justice Sotomayor's point.
Yeah.
Is that. The majority is basically ignoring
mm-hmm. ignoring all this research.
All this science
yeah.
that says
eyewitness ID is really shaky.
This is not as reliable
exactly.
as we all think it is.
That's right.
And she's saying,
yeah.
you're giving a free pass to these unreliable IDs.
Right.
Just because the police weren't
intentionally trying.
Twirling their mustache and being evil.
To be suggestive, yeah.
Yeah.
But it can still happen.
Right.
Even if they're not trying.
And so she's saying... Judges
yeah.
need to have a duty
right.
to just take a look.
To scrutinize.
Scrutinize.
Yeah.
Every suggestive identification.
Yeah, every single one.
Regardless of.
Doesn't matter if the police.
How it came about.
Did it on purpose or not.
Because we have to make sure.
Right.
Only the reliable stuff.
Only the good stuff.
Gets into court,
exactly.
So she's trying to protect
mm-hmm.
Individual rights. But also the integrity of the whole justice system.
The system, right.
Right, because if we just let any old identification get in there.
What do we have?
What are we even doing?
Exactly.
And she mentioned this study.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be helpful for our narrator.
Absolutely.
To know about this.
Yeah, so researchers staged a theft
okay.
in front of some college students.
Okay.
So they had, you know, someone come in and steal something.
Right.
And then they showed the students... a photo array,
okay.
and a photo lineup.
Right.
With some pictures of different people. And they put some innocent people in there.
Okay.
But the actual thief
yeah.
wasn't in the lineup.
Wasn't even in there.
Wasn't even an option.
Okay.
But guess what?
What?
A bunch of the students.
No way.
Still picked someone.
They still identified someone?
They were like, yep, that's the guy.
Even though he wasn't there.
Even though he wasn't even an option.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
So it's like our brains are trying to fill in.
And they want an answer.
The blanks.
They want to be helpful.
Yeah.
They want to solve the crime.
Right.
So they pick someone.
Wow.
Even if it's the wrong person.
That is.
It's a great example of.
A really good illustration.
Yeah.
Of what Justice Sotomayor is talking
about. Yeah, exactly. It shows how memory can be distorted.
Yeah.
It shows that even if someone's sincere.
Right.
And they really believe.
Right.
They're telling the truth.
they could still be wrong.
They could still be wrong.
That's, yeah, I'm definitely going to include that in my narration.
I think you should.
Because it's a great way to kind of give that scientific backing.
Right, exactly.
To the dissent's argument.
To that argument, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we've got the majority. Mm-hmm. We've got the dissent.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make things even more fun.
Of course.
We've got Justice Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Writing a concurrence.
Justice Thomas loves.
He does.
Add another layer.
He does complexity.
He loves to shake things up.
Right.
So.
What did he have to say?
He agreed with the outcome.
Okay.
Meaning he sided with the majority.
Okay. So Perry's conviction.
Perry's conviction
stays in place. Stays in place.
Okay.
But he wrote this separate opinion.
Got it.
To say, hey, I think this whole line
okay.
of suggestive identification cases,
yeah.
we're thinking about this wrong.
We're looking at this wrong.
We're looking at this the wrong way.
Interesting. So he's saying,
yeah.
I agree with what happened in this case.
Yeah.
But the way we're getting there
right.
is messed up.
Yeah. The whole framework
yeah.
for how we analyze this.
Interesting.
He's just messed up.
So he thinks
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about.
He thinks that the court's
due process.
Yeah, their whole approach.
In the wrong way.
To suggestive IDs.
Okay.
Doesn't really match up with the original meaning.
Okay, so he's going back to.
He's going way back.
Like the founding fathers.
Founding fathers, what did they intend?
What did they intend with due process?
With due process, right?
Okay.
And he's saying okay. due process is really about
right.
making sure the procedure is fair.
So, like,
right.
you have a right to a lawyer.
Right to a lawyer.
Right to confront witnesses.
Confront witnesses, have a trial.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah, the steps, the process itself.
Got it.
He's not so concerned about
right.
whether the evidence is reliable.
So he's saying, let the evidence come in.
Right.
And then let the juror.
Let the jury sort it out.
Sort it out.
Let the lawyers argue about it.
Okay.
Let the jury decide.
Got it. So he's much more.
He's much more hands off.
Hands off.
Yeah. He's like, look.
Let the system.
The system's designed to
work it out.
Handle this.
Okay.
So for our Lex Plug narrator,
mm-hmm.
this is gold.
Right.
This adds another layer.
It's juicy.
It's juicy to the story. Because you're showing
right.
how much disagreement there is.
Even at the highest court.
Even at the highest court. Yeah.
On such a fundamental issue.
At a really basic.
Like, what does due process.
What does it mean?
Even mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So you've got three very different perspectives,
mm-hmm.
and your listeners can kind of grapple with that.
Think about which one makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Which one resonates with them.
Yeah. You're not telling them what to think.
Right.
You're just giving them the tools to yeah. think about it.
Yeah. It's amazing to me.
It is.
How one case can just spawn
yeah.
so many different interpretations
right.
of the law.
Yeah. And it really highlights how... You know, constitutional interpretation,
mm-hmm.
it's a dynamic process.
Right. It's not just
black and white.
Cut and dry.
Right. There's a lot of gray area.
And so for our narrator.
Yeah.
It's important to capture.
Absolutely.
All these nuances.
All those nuances. Yeah.
Right. And be fair.
Be fair. Be balanced.
To each side.
Right. You don't want to be.
Not advocating for one side.
Yeah. Advocating for one side or the other.
But giving the listener.
All the information.
All the different viewpoints. Yeah. And make it.
Make it clear.
Engaging.
Engaging, yeah.
How do I do that?
Okay, so one thing I would say
okay.
is focus on the human element.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because behind all these legal arguments
yeah.
are real people
right.
whose lives are affected
absolutely.
By these decisions.
Right.
And Perry's case especially
yeah.
really brings up this question of reliability
right right
of eyewitnesses
and
the possibility
wrongful conviction. So maybe I could work in some real world examples.
Yeah, some examples where
eyewitness ID
where it went wrong.
Yeah,
people were
wrongfully convicted.
Exactly. You could even talk about
what about
the Innocence Project.
Oh yeah,
you know,
they've done so much.
They've done amazing work
in this area,
exonerating people
yeah.
who were wrongly convicted.
I think I read somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eyewitness misidentification.
Yeah.
Is like the
leading cause.
Number one.
Leading cause.
Contributing factor.
Of wrongful convictions.
Wow.
That are later overturned by DNA.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Makes you really think.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the different opinions.
You got the opinions.
I've got some real world examples.
Real world examples. That's great.
What else can I do?
Okay, so think about
right.
the narrative arc.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling a story.
Yeah.
So you want to start
Ricks.
With the facts, lay out the scene.
Okay.
Then you introduce
okay.
the legal arguments,
yeah.
the different perspectives.
Okay.
And then at the end, you want to leave your listeners with something to think about.
Okay, like a
provocative question.
A little nugget.
Yeah, nugget of like, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Got it. Okay.
So you could ask them.
Okay.
Do you think our current system is good enough
to prevent wrongful conviction?
You prevent these wrongful convictions.
Based on
bad eyewitness ID.
Eyewitness testimony.
Or you could even go broader.
Okay.
And say, you know, how should we be thinking about eyewitness identification in general?
Yeah.
In the justice system.
What's its role?
What's its role? Do we need to rethink things?
Are we doing it differently?
Yeah. Do we need some new approaches?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's not just, you know, ending the episode.
It'd be just information.
It's giving them something.
It's like a conversation starter.
Yeah, a jumping off point.
Yeah, it's a jumping off point.
This has been so helpful.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I feel like I have so much
awesome
to work with now.
That's great.
To really create a great...
Well, remember narration. You're telling a story.
All right.
You're not just like reading a textbook.
Right.
Use vivid language.
Okay.
Use those compelling examples and ask those thought-provoking questions.
Okay.
And be confident. You got this.
I'm excited to put it all together.
Awesome.